Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're about an hour out from the airing of the grievances, and Sam has already informed me before the show. I hadn't even gotten to the station yet. He called me at home and said, I have a grievance.
I am so mad at one particular shipping company right now that I cannot get over it.
He was en fuego.
Yeah. Okay.
When we spoke earlier today on the phone.
Let's just say I spent an hour and a half staring out of my front window this morning.
Which Sarah, who my oldest daughter, who always comes over on
Listen
Friday mornings.
To Yacht Rock.
I had you on speaker, which I always do, even when I'm home alone. And Sarah looks over and goes, he's mad. And I said, yes, dear, he is.
Yes, he is.
So we will be doing the airing of the grievances coming up in about an hour from now. So get your grievances ready.
I will not name the company, but Red Tex, I am mad at you.
Okay.
Okay, Sam, can we wait 1 hour, please? Otherwise, my grievance is going to be you.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay. From the New York Post, wild video shows the moment an unassuming mom was busted for kidnapping her daughter.
Oh, I've seen this.
42 years ago, with a neighbor laughing and joking with the cops, assuming they couldn't really be arresting her friend.
The neighbor woman thought it was a joke. She's like, okay, yeah, right.
Deborah Newton, who is 66, was chatting with her pal while walking her dog on November 24th outside of her home in the Villages when several Marion County Sheriff's deputies rolled up on them. The neighbor immediately starts kidding around with them, clearly never expecting them to be about to arrest her friend Newton, Deborah Newton, whom she knew as Sharon Nearly. Sharon Nearly.
That was nearly her name.
The alias the fugitive mom had been using for 42 years. Says the neighbor, uh-oh, they're coming for you, Sharon. They don't want me, said Newton, before turning to ask nervously, what's up? The sheriff's officer says, we are here for you, ma'am. We're definitely here for you. We have a warrant for your arrest.
Yep.
Still convinced it's a skit, the neighbor walks up to her pal, telling her, they're teasing you. They've been teasing. The deputy, ma'am.
No, police don't do that.
We're not.
No.
Newton was wanted for allegedly kidnapping her daughter, Michelle, in 1983.
Yep.
Who had no idea about her past when she was found living in Kentucky under a different name.
Mm-hmm.
The mom allegedly moved her and her daughter from Louisville, Kentucky to Georgia under the pretense of starting a new job and setting up their new home, but disappeared by the time her husband, Joseph Newton, got there.
All those years later.
Daughter has been reunited with dad,
who she would have little recognition or
no connection
whatsoever.
No.
You can't write that wrong. You know what else police don't like? When you're jokey about having a weapon. Did you hear what happened in Lawrence?
No, what happened?
The police department posted a photo of one of their cruisers and just slapped "not a joke" over the Facebook post. Lawrence, Kansas Police Department tip of the day. Joking about having a gun downtown during the busy holiday shopping season, really or ever, is not okay. We take it seriously. About 4:45, officers found a man sitting in a puddle of urine at 9th and Mass yesterday.
That happens.
Right in the heart of downtown Lawrence, Scott. They attempted to talk to him. He was struggling to communicate coherently. Eventually, a knife dropped from his pocket. When officers asked, "Do you have any other weapons?" he reached into his clothing and said, "Yeah, you want to see my gun?" Mm. Fearing for the safety of themselves and others, officers pulled their own guns, remained calm, and got the man safely handcuffed. The man then said, "I was joking." He was safely transported to the Douglas County Correctional Facility.
Do we know if he's sober yet?
Probably by now, I'm guessing.
Something tells me this wasn't a student, nor were they bouncing bar to bar.
No.
Well,
no,
the students have all gone home.
Students have exactly. are all coming home. So,
and oh, from the last few times that I've gone out in Lawrence recently, specifically on nights where students were not there, somebody sitting in a puddle of their own urine at 9th and Mass was not a rare sight.
Not that uncommon.
Yeah.
Kind of a hard...
Wait, hang on.
Oh, there's ongoing issues with the unhoused in Lawrence.
Random just transients.
Just sitting around in their own urine?
Oh, yeah. They'll camp out like in the little inlets where there's not a bar, where there's a business closed because it's 11 p.m.
There's addiction issues,
I understand.
And I told Sam this during a break. You had to step out of the room for a little bit. Speaking of addiction issues, my God, one of the updates from the Conan O'Brien party several hours before Rob Reiner and his wife were murdered breaks my heart. The argument between Rob Reiner and Nick Reiner was so loud, and Nick Reiner was behaving so aggressively and bizarrely that more than one person at the party said, "We're calling 911. Okay? Mm. We're calling police." Mm. And their thought was, he is so off his rocker right now, mm-hmm. he needs to be placed in a 72-hour hold. Conan O'Brien stepped in and said, "This is my house. We are not calling police. Nick, everyone just calm down. You know, we're here to have a good time." Not, God forbid, not that anyone could have even remotely suspected what was to come, Scott. And I said to Sam, even if they had gotten him out of there on some 72-hour hold, it's not to say that he doesn't come back and the same horror unfolds. But he was bad enough with his mental health state that people wanted to call 911. And God, do you not think, you know, hindsight's 2020.
Well, but that's not on Conan.
I know, it's not.
It's
not. It's not. But for anyone like downplaying that he wasn't really that out of it that night, there are people today that were at that party saying, no, people were calling 911.
Wow.
And did I hear you correctly in our last update that he was actively in treatment?
He was having his medications adjusted by psychiatrists who had diagnosed him with schizophrenia. And he was also actively still using. Okay. And I read a report from a psychiatrist today that said that is a puzzle with no answers. When you have drug-induced schizophrenia and you have still someone actively using, there's not a professional in the world that can fix that.
No. Absolutely not.
They don't know that they have a problem.
Oh, they do.
And you can't 72-hour hold someone forever or keep someone in treatment facility forever or send someone to the hospital forever. I thank God. You know, we always say, "There before the grace of God, go I, Scott."
Mm-hmm. Oh, I say
you
it every day.
Do not know what it would be like to be in that position with an adult child that was that far gone.
Well, I will say this, and I speak with a little bit of expertise. You know, Sam, that you're addicted to something. But there's a process where you just don't care. You don't care.
Well, you think you have it under control. You don't know that it's a problem.
But even when the problem gets out of hand, there is a point where, and for some people it lasts the rest of their lives. For some people it lasts until somebody says, "Hey, man, what's going on?" where you just don't care. You don't care that you are addicted. And I'm not asking for any sort of sympathy for anybody who is under the throes of addiction, but I would challenge anyone in their car right now to tell me you don't know someone or you yourself have not been addicted to something. We all know someone. Everybody does. And if you tell me you don't, your circle of friends is way too small. Or your family is way too small. But there is, and I would bet that Nick Reiner was stuck in that perpetual cycle of, I just don't care.
They were throwing $70,000 a month at that treatment facility where he was getting treatment. Let that number sink in.
Mm-hmm.
$70,000 a month. And it didn't matter, Scott, because money cannot solve that problem.
That is absolutely correct. It comes down to do I want to get sober? And if the answer to that is no, you can throw $180,000 at it. You can throw $1 million at it. It doesn't matter. Money can't fix your problem. Willingness and admitting that you are powerless are the only things that will solve it. Savannah Guthrie is announcing that she is taking some time away from the Today Show. She will be undergoing vocal cord surgery in the new year. Guthrie, who is 53, explained on air that she has nodules on her vocal cords and a polyp that will require removal. That is exactly what I had back in 2007.
Yep.
After the procedure, she will need to be on vocal rest while she recovers. Having gone through this surgery, she will not be able to speak for 2 weeks. Not a word. You're going to be walking around like the dad in whatever that movie was with Brad Pitt, with a little chalkboard around your chest, and you write down your thoughts.
That was Legends of the Fall, Scott.
Legends of the Fall.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
It was one of the greatest movies of all time. But that's how I was when I went through vocal cord surgery. I walked around with a notebook, and I pre-wrote, like when I went to go grocery shopping, I've told you this before, I pre-wrote a page. My first page was, please don't think me rude if I don't speak to you. I had vocal cord surgery, and I'm not allowed to talk for 2 weeks. And she will not be allowed to talk for exactly 2 weeks. And anything she says could ruin everything they do. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Back for just a moment to our breaking news story at the beginning of the show. This is from the Kansas City Star, and this story has literally taken on a life of its own. Quoting here from the Star, as Kansas lawmakers prepare to discuss a financial proposal between the state of Kansas and the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday, Jackson County now hoping to rapidly emerge as a competitor that could woo the Chiefs to stay put, regardless of what offers the team gets across the state line. At a Friday afternoon news conference that we brought to you live, thanks to our partners at Channel 9, interim Jackson County Executive Phil Lavoda said county officials have put together a last-minute financial plan hinging on a revamped county sales tax that would need voter approval to keep Red Kingdom in its current home. Quoting here from Legislative Chair Duron McGee, the Chiefs want to stay here in Jackson County. We wouldn't be fighting for them if we didn't believe that. And so we're going to put an offer on the table.
At the 11th second of the 11th minute of the 11th hour.
It's a little late. Yes. The Kansas Commerce Department released a statement on Thursday. We read this to you yesterday, emphasizing that while it is aggressively pursuing a new Chiefs stadium in Kansas, the state has not finalized a deal with the team for a cross-state move yet.
The news conference, if you missed it, was super interesting. And it was a shot across state line at Kansas where County Executive Phil Lavoda basically said they don't have a plan. And we don't even think Kansas taxpayers have the appetite to pay for this.
And here today.
Sorry, that was Tommy Two-Tone.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't mind Tommy Two-Tone.
So let's go ahead and go to Phil Lavoda.
Big hit in 1982.
Yeah. Yeah. Phil Lavoda now.
Thank you.
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday. We talked today. And he has told me there is no done deal. We all know the Kansas Star bonds are expiring, and Kansas politicians are pressuring the Chiefs. And some folks running for governor on the other state of the line are making some points for the campaign. But there's no deal that's done. And there's no deal that's done with Jackson County either. And I've had conversations with Chiefs that I understand that. But I don't concern myself with that, because even if the Star bonds over there can help build the stadium, there's no funding to maintain it, and I don't think the Kansas people have an appetite to raise their taxes. If you see what happened at 119th and Nall, they don't want the Royals over there. So I don't think it'd be different with having the Chiefs stadium over there. So I'll tell you what, Kansas has some lofty ideas, but no plan.
All right, right there. They have lofty ideas, but no plan. I am hearing otherwise.
I am hearing otherwise. And keep in mind, this meeting on Monday, we do not believe this meeting would be happening without the I's dotted and T's crossed. One of our listeners said this, and it was one of the best quotes of the day. The Chiefs aren't heading to Topeka to sightsee.
No offense, Topeka.
Yeah. So, you know, if you look at the plan that Phil Lavoda put forward today, redacted as it was,
It was. They actually hid the actual financial numbers so that they wouldn't tip off Kansas to what they're offering.
Yeah, it knocks the 3/8 cents sales tax down to a quarter.
Now,
so lower that tax.
Let's address that real quick. And you're absolutely right. And Phil corrected me on that. I was wrong. It would lower the 3/8 cent sales tax to 1/4 cent sales tax for the stadiums. However,
it would be stadium.
It would be stadium. You're right. But, and I'm quoting here from the Star, that 1/4 cent sales tax, the lowering of the tax from 3/8 cent to 1/4 cent, that 1/4 cent sales tax would run for another 25 years. The 3/8 cent sales tax is set to completely expire in 2031.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because if you're just joining us and going, okay, like, what is Missouri still in play? Are the Chiefs going to Kansas? Here's the problem. Kansas is the bird in hand right now. Kansas is saying, here's the red carpet, build your stadium over here. We have all of this infrastructure already ready. The dirt is ready. The ground is ready to be broken. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have all of the amenities surrounding it. It's great access. We can do all of these things right now. Let's get it done. Phil Lavota's last minute plan today would be to put the measure in front of voters in April.
That's a problem.
To see if voters would green light the 1/4 cent sales tax, and a plan that would include, I think, $400 million from the Chiefs, $50 million from the state, and an untold number of million from the city. For any of that to come to fruition, voters would have to say yes. So if you're the Chiefs, you've got bird in hand with Kansas. Let's go build it out at the Legends. Or do we roll the dice again, put it in front of voters in Kansas City who have no appetite for any tax right now after the property tax debacle? I don't think this late in the game that they're willing to roll the dice on the nostalgia that people will say, okay, well, let's green light this tax and renovate. And it would be for a renovation
that
would not include a roof and would not include a retractable structure of any kind at Arrowhead.
Sam, before you jump in, let me point something out. I think Phil Lavota in that, and I like Phil.
Oh, I do too.
I think he's a great guy. I think he's the right man who came in too late. But he made a mention of the Star bonds expiring on January 1st. That's not technically accurate. The offer to the Chiefs to accept the Star bonds expires on January 1st. The Star bonds are still there, but Kansas has kind of said, hey, you guys got to poop or get off the pot. The offer expires on January 1st, not the Star bonds. Go ahead, Sam.
Are they still there?
I believe that, yes, I mean.
But the American Royal can't even get funding to continue construction.
Well, I don't.
Star bonds are a great idea until the state can't get the money up front to pay the construction companies to build the stadium. And I'm just playing devil's advocate here. It seems like there's one opinion going on right now. I'm trying to present the opposite.
Yeah, sure.
And in Phil's defense, the state of Kansas, while they have these mechanisms in place, we have seen a very real example in the last 6 months where that mechanism isn't as set in stone as it seems to be.
Well,
because they started a multi-$140 million project outside of the Kansas Speedway for the American Royal, and I don't think a shovel of dirt has been moved in months for that, because Kansas said, well, actually, sorry guys, we couldn't get the funding.
I am not familiar, and I need to learn more about what has happened
with the legend
with the American Royal.
Legends in the American Royal.
I am not familiar enough with that story to even remotely offer
not,
a cogent comment.
They would not be going in a highly publicized meeting with state leaders on Monday if this thing wasn't done. Keep in mind, Scott, again, even if this last ditch effort, somehow someone with the Chiefs says, okay, we'll give Missouri one more chance. You are rolling the dice that voters will approve this.
And I think there's still a sour taste in mouths regarding the property tax debacle that would make even getting approval for that an extended tax. Now, granted, it's a lesser tax, but it's an extended tax. I think it makes it a little bit harder. Now, Sam, you're right to point out the American Royal, okay, and whatever the hell is going on over there. But let me give you an example of when Star bonds were issued in the state of Kansas and they came through with flying colors, and it is the Speedway. And I remind everyone that the Kansas Speedway, or let me rephrase, NASCAR really, really wanted to go in the Northland, not far from the airport. And Mayor Emanuel Cleaver, for all the things he's done right and all the things he's done wrong, one of the things he did wrong as mayor was poo-poo the idea of a NASCAR track in the Northland. Didn't want it. What did NASCAR do? They called up Carol Marinovich. Ring, ring. Mayor Marinovich, we'd like to bring a NASCAR track to Kansas City, Kansas. Mayor Marinovich, and I'm paraphrasing, that sounds like a great idea. Let me get to work on it. Star bonds issued, Kansas Speedway opens. It's basically six Super Bowls every year. There are days when they have races, because I don't live far from the legends. There are days I will not get on 435 on a Saturday or Sunday.
I think Jackson County is at the starting line of this race, and Monday's meeting in Kansas is the finish line.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way in less than 30 minutes here on Dana and Parks. So I during the break, I broke a major rule of the show. I did a little research and got a better idea of what's going on at the America Royal, which you're right, Texter, the only thing going on right now is there are security guards protecting the site from vandals. What ended up happening is, and the Star reported last week, a story I just found and somehow missed, that the county commission, Wyandotte County Commission, is seeking investors to buy $90 million worth of public bonds, okay, to continue the project. And they're confident, or at least somewhat confident, that they're going to get it. The problem is that the American Royal, not to get too into the weeds, is a $250 million build.
The math doesn't math.
And they only got $155 million in Star bonds. So now, where does the rest of that money come from? The 90 plus million dollars, give or take. Now they're trying to find investors to buy public bonds.
They're short. Basically, they're short the money.
Right, but they are confident they're going to be able to pull it off. Channel 5 is reporting that construction could resume very, very soon. Now, when that is, I have no idea.
And the idea of the Star Bond is very intriguing, and it might be a mechanism for them to lure the teams over. I'm not denying that fact, but at the end of the day, the state has to have the money in the bank, because the Star Bond is delayed taxes, right? You're going to pay it later. You'll make up for it. But if the state doesn't have the money in the bank, and the team wants $4 billion for a stadium, and I'm just throwing random numbers out there, and the state only has $1 billion in the bank, who's going to come up with the other three bill?
I'm telling you this right now. The state is not going to fumble this. We have seen what a fumble looks like. Kansas isn't going to fumble this.
By the way, let me address this very quickly. Referring to us as homers, the fact that Dana and I just happen to live in the state of Kansas doesn't necessarily mean I want the Chiefs out of the Legends. I definitely don't want the Royals out at 119th and Nall.
You know where I don't want either team?
In limbo?
Not here.
Right. So,
but Bob Fesco pointed that out. You know, would you rather them go to Nashville?
No, I would not. From the text line, 4494, damn, can Dana and Scott not be more homers than they are right now with the stadiums? You both would be crying if the Chiefs stay in Jackson County if a vote for the Chiefs, blah, blah, blah. I would actually prefer at least one of the teams stay out of the Truman Sports Complex.
I would, too.
I like that location. It's easy to get to, even though it's a good 30, 35-minute drive. For me, I like the Truman Sports Complex.
So I want a roof, and I don't care where they put it.
My preference has long been, I'll say this right now, and it's never going to happen, and I know that, is for the Chiefs to move out of the Truman Sports Complex for the reason that Dana just stated. So we can get a new stadium for the Chiefs, which would have to happen, and put a roof or a rolling roof on top of it. And here's why. Because with a rolling roof or a roof, we're not just keeping the Chiefs in Kansas City in a beautiful, brand new stadium. I don't care where they put it. Legend seems the most likely, the most reasonable. because if you put a roof, you cannot put a roof on Arrowhead Stadium. It's impossible the way that it is designed. Unless you're going to completely rehabilitate Arrowhead Stadium to get a roof over the upper exterior dips in the end zones. So if you're up in the nosebleeds, it dips. How are you going to get a roof on top of that without some open air? If we can get a new Chiefs stadium with a roof or a rolling roof, we not only just bought ourselves a Final Four many times over, we also are going to start getting Super Bowls. That's a fact. You keep Arrowhead the way it is, we will never, ever get a Super Bowl in Kansas City, and 1988 will be the last Final Four we ever got. That's a fact, Jack. So my preference would be for the Chiefs to move out to the Legends and the Royals to tear down Arrowhead Stadium and build a new Kauffman Stadium where Arrowhead currently stands and turn that into a huge entertainment district a la Power and Light. And you would have 82 games a year minimum where you would be drawing in a crowd of no fewer than 15,000 people, unless they really suck. A.A. Ron, line two, hello.
Hey, you homers.
Hi.
What's up, man?
So what I want, Scott, you'd have to do this because Dana can't math. So if you take what Kansas is offering and what Missouri's offering and get the difference, right, of what it is currently, they're offering like 70% of the $1 billion or whatever it's going to cost to build the stadium, I believe Kansas is.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So now, when was the last time Kansas paid a tax or passed a tax increase? Because they don't. You know, all they do want to do in Topeka is cut taxes. So the reason I say that is because Missouri will pass a sales tax of some sort. Kansas City will pass a sales tax to keep a stadium funded, where Kansas won't. Because, yes, they'll build it. They'll start building it just like the
American Royal,
but they won't finish building it.
But Aaron, you really think nostalgia is enough so that the Chiefs will roll the dice and hope this time around the voters say yes? We saw what a dumpster fire the campaign was that was put to voters last time, a resounding no.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it would be any different this time?
Because circumstances. You had a county executive that was garbage, you know, that wasn't being a part of the, you know, solution. You had a debacle with the garbage assessor. So, you know, all those play into it.
But do you think the Chiefs want to roll the dice on that?
I don't think they want to roll the dice. I think they want a bird in hand, and I think the bird in hand is in Kansas because, remember, Aaron, real quick, remember the voters were told last time, as bad as that campaign was, if you vote no, we're going to lose these teams. The voters knew that. If you vote no, we're going to lose these teams. And the voters still said no.
So if I give you a cheeseburger today, you're going to pay me next Tuesday? Kansas is wimpy.
Well, that's what they're asking. That's what they're asking the Chiefs to do. Go with us, and we promise you this time the voters will say yes. They can't promise that.
They're gonna roll the dice on continued funding in the future. That's with Kansas. That's how I feel about it.
Well, they're also rolling the dice on whether or not Kansas City, Missouri voters would even be willing to approve it.
They have in the past.
And they didn't last year.
Because of the situation.
Okay.
Ron, I don't know. I'll tell you this. You know who's not going to vote yes? Anyone that had their property taxes go up astronomically. There's no way they're going to vote yes.
Let me address this real quick before we get to the break, and then we're going to do Festivus Friday right after 5 o'clock. How do you play a Final Four on a football field with a roof? Good question, Texter. Let me read to you where the Final Four will be played over the next 6 years. 2026, Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. 2027, Ford Field in Detroit. 2028, Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. 2029, back to Indianapolis. 2030, AT&T Stadium in Texas, Dallas, 2031 Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Every Final Four for the last couple of decades has been played in an indoor football stadium. Every single one. That's just what they do. It got so big, they play in indoor football stadiums every single year. Indianapolis gets the Final Four in 2026 and in 2029 because there's only a handful of indoor football stadiums in America. It's that simple. If you build a new football stadium in Kansas City and you put a roof on it, they will come. 913-586-7798 here on Dan and Park.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So don't go racing home thinking you're going to jump on NBC News or ABC News and get the latest on the Epstein files. They have released mostly photographs today, but there are some documents. One photograph does show former President Bill Clinton in a hot tub with an unidentified woman whose face has been obscured. And there's another picture with Bill Clinton and an unidentifiable woman in the middle and Mick Jagger on the other side. However, according to Senator Chuck Schumer, who is furious this afternoon, when he got his hands on the files, there was a 119-page document.
Yeah.
According to him, I haven't seen it, but according to Chuck Schumer, there's a 119-page document that is entirely redacted. Not even the word the.
119 pages.
Is not redacted. There are black lines across every word for 119 pages.
He's dead. According to him. He's dead. Redact the victims' names and release everything else. Or this is going to go on and on and on.
Yeah. Notice only the photos of Bill Clinton were the ones released, apparently. I mean, come on. What the heck is going on? Moving on.
I'm telling you guys, this is way higher than U.S. politicians.
Sam, I 100% agree with you.
That's not even, I mean, they're not the one making the calls here.
I actually agree with your conspiracy theory. There are people who are being told, redact everything, or you and your family are dead.
Yeah, go ahead and release it and see how well you drive home tonight. I'd have somebody else open your car.
Good God.
Let's see what happens.
I mean, and by the way, I watch a little bit too much of cable news. They were already predicting this morning when, you know, they would do their roundtables on, you know, CNN, MSNBC. Fox didn't really touch on it much, but they would go around the table, you know, like, what do you think we're going to learn today? And almost to a person, it was not much. You're not going to learn anything. They're going to redact the hell out of everything that you see. They're going to throw a couple people under the bus, but everybody, you know, like Bill Clinton, they're going to throw Bill Clinton under the bus, no doubt. No doubt. And if he's guilty, he belongs in prison. You know? I'm not taking a side here. I don't care who goes to prison except the guilty. But if you think you're going to see a picture of Donald Trump in a hot tub, it ain't coming out.
None of them are going to prison.
Oh, I know. Oh, Sam, I'm well aware. Nobody's going to prison over this.
We think that we have even the slightest say in any of this.
Yeah. But redacting 119 pages, I mean, whoever did that, when they...
I'll show you. Give me the highlighter!
When they handed that over to their supervisor, did no one say...
Looks good.
We're gonna get destroyed for this. You realize that, right? When we give them 119 pages...
That looks good to me.
Even the word the and there... is redacted. We're going to take it big time for this. That's okay. Who cares? Nobody's going to prison, and I ain't getting shot over it. Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen, is coming your way in a couple of minutes right after the news. Every line is open. If you've got a grievance, get in now. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. And don't forget, Sam and I are hosting Tobin Lawn and Garden Show tomorrow morning from 6 to 10 a.m. Tune in for that. We'll get to your grievances in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.